Star 94.1, and our guest is Rance Allen. Rance, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Brother Ellison.
Hey, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. And has anyone ever said Rance Allen has that signature Rance Allen sound? When you hear it on the radio, you know that's Rance Allen.
You know what, they've said it before, but I always appreciate it when I hear it. Can't ever say it enough.
I tell you, I am a Rance Allen fan, and man, I can listen to your music all day.
Oh,
it just ministers to you. Let's talk about your new project.
Okay.
Closest Friend. Man, that song took me back. That's a beautiful song.
Man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Closest Friend.
Closest Friend was actually written for me by one of my many godsons. He's a young fella. I don't think he's out of his 20s yet, but he's been listening to me ever since, he tells me, ever since he was about 4 years old. And he said that he knows my feel, and he came over to my house one day with this song, and sure enough, man, it was like a comfortable pair of shoes. We just put it on, and hey, Closest Friend came out, and you know the rest of it.
Oh yeah, I mean definitely. I mean, as soon as you say you're my closest friend, and you get it.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is nice, smooth Rance Allen. I thought maybe you wrote the song.
No, I did have he let me put a line or two in it, but it was truly his baby. It was his baby. He came over, and he's one of these kind of guys that doesn't really play, but he was able to pick out enough on the piano, enough for me to get where he was wanting to go. And we put our heads together, me, him, and of course my producer, Chris Bird. And within 20 minutes, we had birthed this new baby into the world.
Rance, you've been out there a long time. What do you attribute to your longevity?
Boy, you know, I have thought about that. And other than just knowing that my steps are being ordered by the Lord, I think that it may be that I have God have blessed me with an ability to be sensitive to the needs of His people, to be sensitive to what they need at a certain point in their lives, and to somehow or other always make the point that the best thing you can do is to trust God, as to allow Him to be your very most closest friend. I think that God has, I'm going to go ahead on and tell you, because I believe you'll believe me.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that my purpose for being on planet Earth is to minister to the Lord's people, to make sure that God gets all of the glory so that His people can get all of the victory.
How was it working with Kurt Franklin?
Oh, man, it was a dream come true. It was a dream come true. Kurt Franklin, I call him one of my heroes. Not because, it has nothing to do with age, because I'm much, much older than he is. But God is using him at this point in his life. And anytime God uses somebody to touch the entire world, and that person reaches out to me to say to me, I want you to help me touch this world. Oh, man, that's a blessing beyond compare. So that's where his and my relationship is today. I think he is one of God's greatest instruments being used today to touch the world for Jesus Christ. And I'm just happy that I had had the chance to be a part of it.
How about Vicky Winans?
Vicky, that's my friend. Vicky is my friend. Lord, if there ever was a woman who just has that tenacity, who has that will to never give up. She too, like I feel about myself, has always been on the pulse of God's people. She knows what to do and when to do it and how to do it. So I applaud her very, very loudly.
Our guest is Reverend Rance Allen. Rance, a two-part question. Years ago, I was on secular radio,
right,
and I'm telling my age now, and we played Rance Allen, okay? And I'm going to be honest, when I was playing Rance Allen, I didn't know you were a gospel group. I wasn't in the gospel then, okay? And all I knew is people were calling, let me hear that Rance Allen, right?
Yeah.
And how does it make you feel to know that your music can be played on secular as well as gospel stations? And during that time, when you hit, when your group hit with that song, I believe back in the 70s, I believe it was, did you think that song would just take Rance Allen where you would go?
I was completely amazed, but I knew even then that God had gifted me with this divine sensitivity to be able to touch people no matter where they were in their lives. And when it happened, while I wasn't so surprised, I was amazed. And oh God, any time that happens, even today, man, it just literally takes me to another level of my relationship with God and how He uses me. And man, there is nobody in the world any happier about their music than I am, especially when I see God takes how He takes it and packages it and delivers it to the entire world, to different races and different lifestyles. And God, man, God takes my music, and that's why I'm so privileged and honored to work for the Lord, because He takes my music and He touches the entire world.
Let's talk about some of the songs on your project, since you mentioned being amazed. There's a song on your project called "Oh How Amazing."
Yes, Lord.
Tell us about that. I like that.
Oh, man, it's a song that deals with how God is so able to amaze us with His presence. It's not always about what He does. It's more about who He is. And man, when you can sense the presence of God in a room, even though no miracle has taken place, nothing that you can see with the eye has been done, but you just know that He's there. And man, you talk about amazing. It says to me, no matter what you go through, no matter how tough things may be around you, or how dark and gloomy life may seem to be at that particular moment, just having the presence of God, just being in the presence of God, is truly amazing. And all you got to do is look around you. You can look at the mountains, the rivers, the trees, notice birds singing, and some of everything speaks loudly of God's presence. And, I got such a joy out of singing that song until it was one of those, like a couple of others on this new project that brought tears to my eyes while I was singing.